deceitful men, deliver me. For you are my God and my strength. O send forth your light and your truth. They will guide me on. They will bring me to your holy mountain, to the dwelling place where you dwell. Vindicate me, O God, and defend my cause against an ungodly nation. From the wicked and deceitful men, deliver me. For you are my God and my strength.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Happy fifth Sunday of our Lenten journey. Happy weekend of St. Patrick's Day. For those of you who came into the St. Adelbert's parking lot on 14th Street, you didn't join that party, you joined this one, so we are grateful, right? As we're gathering and this journey together as God's people, trusting that he continues to draw us closer from death to new life. As we begin, we trust ourselves to the great mercy that God has for us and for all.
Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison, Christe eleison. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison.
Gathering our prayers, let us pray. By your help, we beseech you, Lord our God, may we walk eagerly in that same charity with which, out of love for the world, your Son handed himself over to death. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them and bring you back to the land of Israel. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and have you rise from them, O my people. I will put my spirit in you that you may live, and I will settle you upon your land. Thus you shall know that I am the Lord. Lord, I have promised, and I will do it, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The responsorial psalm may be found on the inside back cover of your hymnal. With the Lord there is mercy, again on the inside back cover of your blue hymnal.
Of redemption. redemption. From a sea of troubles, I call out to you, Lord. Won't you please listen as I beg for mercy? With the Lord there is mercy and the fullness of redemption. With all my heart I am waiting, Lord, for you. I trust your promises. I wait for soldier on guard duty. Yes, I wait more eagerly than a soldier on guard duty waits for the dawn. With the Lord there is mercy and the fullness of redemption. Israel, trust the Lord. He is always merciful, and he has the power to save you. With the Lord there is mercy and the fullness of redemption.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ is in you, although the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit dwelling in you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Glory, praise, and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory, praise, and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. Glory, praise, and honor to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Now a man was ill, Lazarus from Bethany, the village of Mary and his sister Martha. Mary was the one who anointed the Lord with perfumed oil and dried his feet with her hair. It was her brother Lazarus who was ill. So the sisters sent word to him saying, Master, the one you love is ill. When Jesus heard this, he said, this illness is not to the end not to end in death, but is for the glory of God, that the Son of God may be glorified through it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he had heard that he was ill, he remained for 2 days in the place where he was. Then after this, he said to his disciples, "Let us go back to Judea." The disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews were just trying to stone you, and you want to go back there?" Jesus answered, "Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walks during the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light in this world. But if one walks at night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him." He said this and told them, "Our friend Lazarus is asleep, but I am going to awake him." So the disciples said to him, "Master, if he is asleep, he will be saved." But Jesus was talking about his death, while they thought that he meant ordinary sleep. So then Jesus said to them clearly, "Lazarus has died. And I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. Let us go to him." So Thomas, called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go to die with him." When Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, only about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them about their brother. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary sat at home. Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give it to you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise." And Martha said to him, "I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, yet even if he dies, will live. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world." When she had said this, she went and called her sister Mary secretly, saying, "The teacher is here and asking for you." As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and went to him. For Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw Mary get up quickly and go out, and they followed her, presuming that she was going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus saw her weeping and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he became perturbed and deeply troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Sir, come and see." And Jesus wept. So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not the one who opened the eyes of the blind man have done something so that this man would not have died?" So Jesus, perturbed again, came to the tomb. It was a cave and a stone laid across it. And Jesus said, "Take the stone away." Martha, the dead man's sister, said to him, "Lord, by now there will be a stench, for he has been dead for 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?" So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you for hearing me. I know that you will always hear me, but because of the crowd here, I have said this, that they may believe that you sent me." And when he had said this, he cried out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out." The dead man came out, tied hand and foot with burial bands, and his face was wrapped in a cloth. So Jesus said to them, "Untie him and let him go." Now many of the Jews had come to Mary and seen what had been done, began to believe in him. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm sure many of you at some point or another in your life have said to yourself, "When things get better, I'm going to live my life." I'm sure you might see that in a child when he's growing up and he's in his teens and he says, "I can't wait till I graduate school so I can live my life." Then it goes, "When I graduate college, I'm going to live my life, but not on Carson Street." And then he gets married, has children, and the struggles of marriage and having children arise. He says, "You know, when my kids get older, I'm going to live my life, especially when they move out." And then an illness comes, and that person says, "When I get better, I'm going to live my life." And then when someone has died in their family and they're there to mourn, they say, "When I'm done mourning, I'm going to live my life." We find out that it becomes a struggle, and we're constantly searching for that time when we can live our life. We hear in the gospel of the conversation between Martha and Jesus, and Martha saying to Jesus, "Yes, my brother will rise at the resurrection." But she failed to see that Jesus was the life and the resurrection, that we do have a life in Jesus Christ. No matter what we do or where we go, we do have a life with Jesus. He is our light, he is our life, he is our salvation. And we have that right now. It's not a place that we have to go. It's not something that we have to search for. It's not sometime in the future that we are going to have a life with Christ. Our life with Christ is now. We can have joy at this very moment. We can have happiness at this very moment. We can have the life of the world at this moment in Christ. Because no matter what we do, we have Christ with us. And of course, there are times that we feel that we are in the darkness and the shadow of death. Christ is always there with us. And if we think about those times that person dies, we think that's the end. That's the end of that person's story. But it's not. Because when we have a life with Christ, death is not the end. That we do have a life in Christ. We all think of our lives as birth, life, and death, and that's our story. But when we have a life with Christ, it's life, death, and resurrection because we have a life with Christ. That makes all the difference in the world, knowing that we do have a life here on earth with Jesus and a life eternal with God in heaven. And I'm sure that there are times in our lives that we feel that we are the ones in the cave. We are dead because of something. We're always searching for that better time in our life. Maybe during this time of Lent, we will hear those words that God had said, or Jesus said to Lazarus, "Come out." come out of the darkness and the shadow of death and live in the life of Christ. Because that's where it all is. That's where it all matters. That's where our faith rests. All in Jesus. He is the life. He is our life. He is our salvation. When we have a relationship with Jesus that way, when we have a relationship with God, knowing that no matter what happens in our life, He's always there. Sure, there will be pain in the future. There will be suffering in the future. We have to remember, Lazarus, who was raised from the dead, died once more. But it was a faith in Jesus Christ that he rose with Christ on that day. Our future is always with Christ. May we echo what Jesus told Lazarus on that day. Come out and live the life of Christ.
As a people, we stand and profess, I believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth,
of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things are made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets.
I believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church.
I confess one baptism, forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead, life in the world to come.
The mercy of God calls all of us into transformation. We bring these needs in prayers of petition.
Our response this evening is, Hear us, O Lord. May the faith of the Church be strengthened by the witness of all catechumens, especially those receiving their third scrutiny in our parish this weekend. We pray.
Hear us, O Lord.
For an end to political unrest, hunger, war, and hatred in our world, we pray.
Hear us, O Lord.
May those who are struggling to take refuge in the Lord to ease their pain, anxieties, and heartache, we pray.
Hear us, O Lord.
That like St. Patrick, we may find ways in our daily lives and interactions with others to glorify the Lord and spread the word of God. We pray.
Hear us, O Lord.
May God welcome into the kingdom of those who have died in an explosion in Crescent Township and provide comfort to their families and loved ones. We pray.
Hear us, O Lord.
Let us pray for those who have entered eternal life this week, especially Thaddeus Rigel, Mickey Borowski, and Marianne Molly O'Neill. May they find comfort in God's presence. We pray.
Hear us, O Lord.
Let us pray for Suzanne Robb and Michael Maloney and all the intentions present on the altar, along with those we hold in the silence of our hearts. We pray.
Hear us, O Lord.
And calling on the loving intercession of our patron and mother, we pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee.
Thou among
amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Mary, Queen of Peace, pray for us.
Please join us in singing our offertory hymn, number 751, the Servant Song, number 751.
We have the privilege now together offering to God our gifts and lives. Pray, sisters and brothers, my sacrifice and yours will be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and all his holy church.
Hear us, Almighty God, having instilled in your servants the teaching of Christian faith, graciously purify them by the working of this sacrifice. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is right, just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ. As true man, he wept for Lazarus, his friend. And as eternal God, he raised him from the tomb. Just as, taking pity on the whole human race, he leads us by these sacred mysteries to new life. Through him, all the host of angels adore your majesty and rejoice in your presence. May our voices, we pray, join theirs in one chorus of exultant praise as we acclaim. You, Almighty Father, we bless through Christ your Son who comes in your name. He is the word that brings salvation, the hand you extend to sinners, the way which your peace is offered to us. When we ourselves had turned away from you on account of our sin, you brought us back to be reconciled, Lord, so that converted at last to you, we might love one another through your Son, who through our sake was handed over to death. And now celebrating the reconciliation Christ has brought us, we entreat you, sanctify these gifts by the outpouring of your Spirit, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, at whose command we fulfill and celebrate these mysteries. About to give his life to set us free, he reclined at supper. He took bread into his hands, giving thanks, said the blessing, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. This is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, on that same evening, he took the chalice of blessing in his hands. Confessing your mercy, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free.
Celebrating, therefore, the memorial of the death and resurrection of your Son who left us this pledge of his love, we offer you what you've bestowed on us, a sacrifice of perfect reconciliation. Holy Father, we humbly beseech you to accept us also together with your Son, and in this saving banquet, graciously endow us with his very Spirit, who takes away everything that estranges us from one another. Make your church a sign of unity and an instrument of your peace among all peoples. Keep her in communion with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, all bishops, and your entire people. Just as you've gathered us here now at the table of your Son, also bring us together with the glorious Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, the blessed apostles and all the saints, and with our brothers and sisters and those of every race and tongue who have died in your friendship. Bring us to share with them the unending banquet of unity in a new heaven and a new earth, where the fullness of your peace will shine forth in Christ Jesus our Lord. Through him, with him, in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen, amen, amen.
At the Savior's command, formed by divine teaching, we dare to pray.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from all evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope, the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Lord, you said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you." Look not on our sin, but on the faith of your church. Graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, for you live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit. Let us offer each other some sign of Christ's peace.
May this incense and our lives that you have blessed rise up to you, O Lord. May your love and mercy come down upon us in our lives, our journey together. Let us pray. We pray, Almighty God, that we may always be counted among the members of Christ in whose body and blood we have communion, for he lives and reigns forever and ever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the blessings of Almighty God be upon you, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. The Mass is ended. Go in peace. Glorify the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Please join us in singing our recessional hymn, number 481, The Glory of These 40 Days, number 481, and we will sing verses 1, 2, and 4.
Here. hearts of flame. Then grant, O God, that we may to